Welcome back in, hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. NFL free agency is underway. The Titans have already made some moves. Ben Jones coming back to the Titans on a two-year contract worth $14 million. Jeff Swaim coming back as well at the tight end position. And the Titans have signed former Seattle Seahawks offensive lineman Jamarco Jones to a two-year deal worth $5.75 million, including $3.15 million guaranteed. So the Titans have been active so far in free agency. Still some moves to be made, we think, especially at the tight end position. Joe, I'll ask you what I asked David Beauclair. What do you think of the Ben Jones signing? How important was it to get him back in the fold for this group? And how does this change the way you feel about the offensive line as they continue to head throughout the offseason here?
Well, definitely feel better about it because, although, I was kind of the mindset maybe it just wasn't going to happen. He was going to, you know, he was going to find a bigger money deal somewhere else. They just decided they needed to really start getting younger. But I mean, if you think about that, you know, Ben Jones not being re-signed. Okay, so now you have to find a center. And yeah, maybe you love like Tyler Linderbaum from Iowa and you can get him where you are in the first round. But of course, now you're not getting the big time receiver that you also need in this offense if you do that. And then you still have the question of who's your left guard. I mean, I think Beauclair is probably right that Aaron Brewer is going to get first crack at left guard. I think he's been fine. It's hard to know right now what that will look like. Obviously, that's getting he would become one of the, you know, really one of the bigger stories, or maybe an underrated storyline for next year. You know, can he come in and come close to what Roger Saffold was for the Titans? Again, Saffold not an elite pass blocker, but definitely an elite run blocker. So now you put Ben Jones in, and then you know, okay, you've got him back, you got Luan back, you got Nate Davis back. So three of the five spots, if they're all at their best, you feel really good about. I mean, I think what Beauclair also pointed out accurately and certainly worth considering is just how often Ben Jones has been banged up and has kind of just – I mean, Jones and Saffold both kind of just had to rally on Sunday, you know, to get out there. And then, you know, how many times in a given game is Ben Jones after a play like, he's down for a little bit and he gets back. I mean, he's incredibly tough.
Yep.
Incredibly tough and resilient to play like he has. He's also definitely, I think, one of the key guys in the locker room here. But that's the big question is, you know, can he get healthier? Can he keep it together? Still, I feel like now you just have to you know, address left guard and you have to address right tackle. Maybe Jamarco Jones is just a depth guy, but I like that signing for the money, and then just for the fact that look, I mean, he's 25, and sometimes it is possible for people for whether it's a player just I don't know working harder or finally figuring some things out or just maybe a fit. You know, a particular place brings out the best. This is certainly still possible at age 25 in this league. So at the worst, you know, he's a swing guy, probably gives you more potential as a fill-in than like Kendall Lamb did. And then we'll see it right tackle. I mean, I'm guessing right now if I had to pick starting five, it'd be Luan, Brewer, Jones, Davis, and Radins would be my guess as a starting five.
Yeah, I think that's a good guess. And also the Titans not tendering an offer to David Questenberry yesterday as well, which, as you pointed out earlier in the show, that doesn't necessarily mean that David Questenberry won't be back next year, but will not be back at that number. So I guess I'm interested to see, like, if you're the Titans, are they just going to let him go? And, you know, he's obviously going to become an unrestricted free agent now. What's the market look like for him, who was the starting right tackle for the Titans last year? And I thought, you know, he didn't do great or anything, but I thought he's pretty good for the most part in what they asked him to do last year. I'm interested if maybe even as a depth piece, he's back in here for the Titans, or if his market is such where maybe he could go and be a starter somewhere in the league.
Yeah, no, it's a possibility for sure. I mean, one thing to as I went through the starting five there to remember is, certainly like there could be an interior. Well, probably an interior lineman pick like with the third round pick, and then that could be your, that could be your left guard starter or compete or at some point elevate. I mean, honestly, if you could find the next center in the draft, that would still be worthwhile. Even though you signed Ben Jones the 2-year deal, finding someone who could play center. I think Brewer, could also, by the way. So it's possible he could be groomed for that spot too down the road if he's, if he's as good as – I think the Titans do like Brewer. I mean, I think that they – feel like he really has a lot to offer. But I would say definitely the draft at offensive line still probably in play somewhere.
And then Jeff Swain coming back for the Titans as well. So you get at least one part of the tight end position addressed. Jeff Swain coming back on a 1-year deal for the Titans. Interested to see, what that looks like now as they continue to move forward. We read off some of the names earlier at tight end. There's still some guys out there that are available in free agency. C.J. Uzomah going to the Jets, which, interesting move by him, going from the Bengals to the Jets. Evan Engram signs a 1-year deal yesterday with the Jags as well. So names coming off the list. Ebron still out there. Gerald Everett still out there. Jared Cook still out there. Tonyan and O.J. Howard and Hayden Hurst still out there as well. So there's still plenty of guys that are out there and available. I'm interested to see what that looks like from the Titans standpoint. Is Anthony Firkser, are they interested in bringing him back? Because he is out there and available right now as well. Not a big surprise to me that Swaim is back, though. I figured of the three, he would be the most likely one to come back.
Yeah, no, we said it all along. I mean, Swaim is solid, I'm gonna find some various reaction to Swaim. It seemed like there was some, like I think Austin Stanley had something like, oh, the season tickets are going out of hand now because they signed Swaim. Pretty funny. But yeah, I think it was a no-brainer that they were going to bring him back. Let's see. Oh, here's a reaction from Jared Stillman. This is his most recent tweet after they 1-year, 3.5. This is Stillman, quote, "They love this freaking guy. He sucks," end quote. Now, that's just some good analysis right there. Swaim's fine. I mean, he's, early in the season he had like a huge blocking mishap at Seattle and he had some mistakes. Actually, I thought he was pretty good last year, but or he sucks. Whatever, either or, 6-1, half dozen of the other. No, I mean, he's a guy I figured he'd be in the room. I'm really interested on Firkser. I think David Beauclair, we've talked about Bradley Moore, David Beauclair brought it up again today, and it's definitely worth keeping in mind as a guy who really could be a receiving threat. Bradley Moore was, as soon as they signed him, I thought, okay, anybody who watched him at all in college at K-State, he was a very good player. Now, we know that doesn't always translate, but I thought in camp he looked intriguing. Then he had the knee injury, but that's someone to keep in mind. There's at least one or two names we don't know yet who are going to be in that room next year.
We'll continue.
And I think the draft, I keep going to every position. You got to draft this one too. You got to draft this one, but I feel like you got to invest something, some mid-level pick in a tight end along with signing someone.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on the Titans and NFL free agency on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. More of that coming up on the other side. Attention men, have you been struggling with erectile dysfunction? Well, Hillside Medical Clinic has a breakthrough treatment for ED that does not require any pills, injections, or surgery. And right now, Andrew joins me from Hillside Medical Clinic to tell us all about it. Andrew, what's going on?
Hello there. That's right, guys. No pills. This is kind of a novel idea. After 30 years of the pill, finally we have something that goes to the root cause problem of erectile dysfunction. Hillside Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of wave therapy. This technology essentially delivers pressure waves into the blood vessels, it clinically causes those blood vessels to open up and expand. You can imagine that does great things in the bedroom, more blood flow where you want it, when you want it.
So, Andrew, what kinds of clinical studies have been done on this wave therapy technology?
Well, that's what's so great is it's not a theory. It's backed by over 50 third-party studies from some of the biggest universities and hospitals in America. This has been thoroughly vetted on men with even severe erectile dysfunction. They say safe and effective. It has been called the new standard of care for ED.
And Andrew, you have a special offer if our listeners call in right now.
We certainly do. If you're ready to regain your love life or just perform better in the bedroom, we do a lot of that. Call us now this morning. The exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound will be free. And this gift that you'll love produces immediate results in the bedroom. It's worth hundreds of dollars. Call us now. It's all free.
You heard it, guys. Put a stop to your erectile dysfunction by treating the root cause of the problem. Call Hillside Medical Clinic right now to qualify for that offer at 615-576-5000. That's 615-576-5000. Put a stop to your ED and regain your love life. Call Hillside Medical Clinic right now at 615-576-5000. Play hooky with the game and watch all the games at New Heights Brewing this Thursday and Friday, March 17th and 18th. We'll be broadcasting live there, and there will be beer and basketball all day long. You can enjoy food from the local distro and try beers from the Tap Truck Nashville and New Heights Brewing as well. A portion of proceeds from beer sales will go to Metro Animal Care and Control. So come play hooky and give back at New Heights Brewing at 928 Rep John Lewis Way South in Nashville, powered by Wager, the new gaming app where you challenge your community, not the house. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Ron texting in says, I think the best tight end got the Titans that's left in free agency is Jared Cook. He's been a good, productive tight end just about every year, and he would be great for this offense. O.J. Howard can't stay healthy, and we don't need another guy to just play or to just pay them while they're riding the bench because of injury. This is coming from Ron on the text line. So Ron, a big proponent of going and get Jared Cook, the former Titan. Homecoming for Jared Cook.
Yeah, I hear both things. You know, the concern with Jared Cook, 34 years old.
And he'll be 35 next month.
Yeah. But, you know, is there a year or two of good football left there? That's a question you ask yourself. O.J. Howard's 27. Always been a, you know, again, if you watch O.J. Howard at Alabama, I was convinced, like, that dude is going to be a star in the NFL. Injuries, you know, how do you feel about that moving forward? And it's guesswork. We know that John Robinson is not afraid to take an injured player, a player with injury history, also sometimes gets a value, a benefit from that. O.J. Howard probably qualifies as one of those guys. I'm very interested to see what the interest is out there in O.J. Howard. I mean, I think what David Beauclair said earlier is absolutely correct. You know, basically, like right now, it's you just have to wait until the top guys get taken. I mean, everybody knew that the Titans, because the cap does exist, we're not going to go out and make a big splash, even though certainly these top-level tight ends, one of them would be great to add. But there's still value out there, and I think players who can certainly upgrade them at that position, which is absolutely necessary next season.
Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Max from West Nashville texting in says, why is no one talking about tight end Jeremy Ruckert from Ohio State? He's a projected third rounder and is a dual threat tight end. The Titans need to go after him. This is coming from Max from West Nashville on the text line.
Okay, so we're talking draft tight ends now.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think there's a good chance the Titans could draft a tight end this year. Now, you know,
I do too.
If I'm a Titans fan, though, and I start hearing talk about Briley Moore and drafting a tight end, all that's great and all that could work. Like, if that's the plan, there's nobody added in the free agency, I'm not feeling good about tight end this year. I'm just not, if I'm a Titans fan.
So, Swaim, one of these mid-level guys, a draft pick, how does that sound?
It sounds better. Like, I need somebody that is proven to be able to catch the ball and be productive in the NFL. Now, I'm not asking for Zach Ertz. Like, you don't have to be anybody like that. You know, there's Jared Cook. There is a guy like, you know, Robert Tonyan, O.J. Howard, Gerald Everett. The more you talk about Gerald Everett, the more open I am to Gerald Everett at this point if I'm a Titans fan. But if you roll through the offseason here and you're drafting a mid-round tight end and it's Jeff Swaim and it's Briley Moore and that's your plan at tight end, I'm not excited about that if I'm a Titans fan.
No, I agree. Yeah, that's the thing is, I mean, there's no one they're going to sign who has big production in their history. But, like, Everett is a guy who, I mean, I feel like Everett could absolutely work here and could be a productive tight end. And sometimes it's opportunity. I mean, you know, I mean, he's only 27 years old too. So, yep. I mean, he's still, you know, he's still in a good place. That's just the beginning of athletic prime.
It is.
Well, 20, in fact, 28 to 32. So you're right in there, Robbie.
Yes, sir.
You know, you go down the list and, you know, I mean, Ebron is what's you know, I feel like Eric Ebron might be a guy who like Vrabel, for example, may not enjoy, you know, but I mean, Ebron is very talented.
Yeah.
I think it also kind of, you can see how he's kind of bouncing around. I think he wears on people a little bit, but if you want to talk about someone who can absolutely, and like Cook is, yeah. Cook is interesting. Cook is very interesting. If you feel like you got even just one good year out of him, you know, and you could get that at a relatively low price, that could be worth a shot. But there's nothing. I don't think there's like whoever it is. Like, of course, Titans fans are going to talk themselves into it, but like no one is going to be universally exciting, you know, at this point.
Go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Got a text of the things that says, do you think Ben Jones should be inducted into the Ring of Honor? The Ring of Honor. He's still playing. Can't go in the Ring of Honor while you're still playing, can you?
I mean, I don't think so. And Ben Jones has been a really good player, but I don't think he's going to be a Ring of Honor guy. I mean, Ring of Honor is typically for people who are, you know, all over the Pro Bowl and stuff like that. Ben Jones been a good player.
I mean, I bet if you ask Vrabel, he might put him in the Ring of Honor. Maybe the Mike Vrabel Ring of Honor. I could see that.
That's true. Maybe there should be a separate Vrabel Ring of Honor.
Maybe there is. Cody texting in says, the Titans are the betting favorites to land Juju Smith-Schuster. How would you feel about that fit? I've seen this.
Yeah, I saw that too, and I think that's dumb.
I don't know, like, first off, I mean, if they got him, I think it's pretty clear, like, the Steelers wanted him to be the number one after Antonio Brown left, and he's not number one. I think that's pretty clear at this point. But he's still, I would assume, like, he's going to make a decent amount of, like, if Christian Kirk is getting as much money as he's getting on the open market, I would assume that Juju Smith-Schuster could make a pretty good day for himself as well, and the Titans can't get in that, can they?
I can't imagine they could. And again, if they could, you should be, to me, you should be using that money on tight end.
Yeah, I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster.
I mean, I guess.
He's 25 years old. He only played in 5 games last year, so it's tough to go off last year's stats. But, I mean, the year before that, you know, he had 97 catches and 831 yards and 9 touchdowns. Now, again, you're talking about a Pittsburgh offense, and we saw it firsthand against the Titans when Juju played in that game. I mean, you're throwing the ball 3 yards away from the line of scrimmage. So, you know, his yards per reception was 8.6, which is pretty small for a wide receiver there. But I just don't think the Titans are going to be able to get in
there. Pretty paltry.
Yeah, I don't think the Titans are going to be able to get in that mix for him. But I have seen where, for some reason, he's the betting favorite is the Titans. And Vegas knows, man.
I mean, it's really interesting because when you see things like this, I mean, sometimes there is some kind of educated guess that goes into it, but I don't see how that's possible. If dumping Julio Jones is the plan, I guess it makes it more feasible. But To me, it's A.J. Brown, Julio Jones, and rookie receiver TBD, and free agency money that gets scrounged together on a tight end.
I got a texture that says, I would have guessed Jared Cook was 45 years old. I'd rather take my chances with a younger tight end, not through the draft, get a proven pass catcher. This is coming from an unnamed texter. He is not 45, just like Ben Jones is also not 45.
Yeah, but I hear you. I mean, I hear you. And look, I mean, we can all agree, like a proven pass catcher, there's a lot of guys in here who have caught some passes. They're not going to sign anybody who has, you know, eye-popping production. I mean, those guys are going to be off the board, and a lot of them already are.
Let's go back to the text
line. Go ahead.
I got a texter that says, what are your thoughts on Robert Tonyan? I don't know. That's an interesting one to me. I mean, number one, I'm interested to see if the Packers bring him back. He is a free agent, and I know the Packers have created, I think, $45 million worth of cap space over the last 24 hours. So I don't know if Tonyan is a part of that plan or not, but, I mean, his best season was 2 years ago. He had 52 catches, 586 yards, and 11 touchdowns. So, I mean, you'd take that right now if you're the Titans, especially the 11-touchdown part of it. But you're also playing with Aaron Rodgers that year, coming off a torn ACL last year as well. I don't think he'd be that expensive on the open market, but I don't know. That could be a direction the Titans go. He is, you know, 27 at this point, so not old by any stretch of the imagination.
I don't hate that one at all. I think I haven't watched him as much as you, but I feel like, you know, the ACL thing, but again, that price control.
Yeah. J-Rob is not scared of the ACL.
I would not hate Tonyan. I think Tonyan, I think he's pretty good. Yeah, you know, the Aaron Rodgers factor, of course, but Tannehill can still throw the forward pass despite reports to the contrary.
He can. We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Emily Proud from News 2 coming up at 9 o'clock as well. All that is ahead. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Go to thegamenashville.com/deals to check out Nashville's best deals. This week's new deal is half off a $50 gift card for Bavarian Beer House at Opera Mills. Bavarian Beer House, Nashville's only authentic German beer hall, is a place full of fun, food, music, and most importantly, beer. You can enjoy traditional German bratwurst, schnitzel, giant pretzels, and more in an Oktoberfest-inspired space. Visit BeerhouseNashville.com for their live music schedule. Head to thegamenashville.com/deals now to get a $50 gift card for only $25 to Bavarian Beer House while supplies last. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Konezovic here with you. Taking your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Ron texting in says, I'd rather have Jarvis Landry than Juju Smith-Schuster. I'm interested to see what that looks like and the market looks like for Jarvis Landry. His time as a Cleveland Brown is over. I don't think the Titans are going to get involved in Jarvis Landry stuff either, though.
No.
Although there is the Tannehill-Landry connection, I will say.
Well, Landry apparently hates Tannehill. I mean, he not about hates, but he ripped him pretty good. You know, the next year after they were not together anymore, and said they didn't really have a relationship. So, but even apart from that, you know, like that's I'm sure some good fodder for like the Tannehill tattletales, right? Like otherwise they would have gotten Jarvis Landry. They're not affording Jarvis Landry. I bet you he ends up, I don't know, Kansas City.
I would say so.
If they can pay him, hey, Kansas City, they find a way to pay people. I will say that.
Chad from Chattanooga texting in. What about Hayden Hurst? I thought he'd be a great fit for the Titans. Hayden Hurst, you know, that's a guy that we've thrown out at the tight end position. He's a guy to me that like I watch him play, and I like the skill set that he brings to the table. And then I look at his stats, and he's a guy that kind of underwhelms me with the stats. Like, you know, he had a good year a couple years ago, 56 catches, 571, and 6 touchdowns. No, this past year he's in 13 games. He caught 26 passes for 221 and 3 touchdowns. Like, I feel with the physical tools that he brings to the table, I don't know. I just feel like he should be better than he's been so far.
Well, I agree, but I mean, that's the thing. I mean, for those of us who watch Jonnu Smith week after week,
yep.
I'm not saying it's the same thing, but it's the same kind of idea. Like, yeah, wow, is that a good player? And then you look at the numbers, and it's like, I mean, someone around the league looks at Jonnu Smith. I mean, when the Patriots signed him last year for the deal, a lot of people were like, really? But I still believe that he's got a lot in him. And I think, I get the deal. I'm not saying Hayden Hurst is that, but I am saying I agree. Like, I feel like Hayden Hurst is talented, you know, and in the right situation would produce more. So he's another, I mean, there are a number of names in the range of what I think they could do. You got to make the right choice.
I got a texter that says, what are we going to do at guard, guys? There's no way that Aaron Brewer is the replacement for Roger Saffold. I don't know. He may end up having
a
replacement.
Way.
Yeah, there's definitely a way.
Well, there's a way that Dylan Raidens is too. You can't rule that out. I mean, is it possible that they get Questenberry for cheaper and he ends up again the best option right tackle, and then Raidens and Brewer are at left guard? That's possible. But to what we were just talking about, to repeat it, I mean, I do think that an interior offensive lineman being drafted, and it appears there are some good ones in this draft, would make sense here. You start the clock on a good young player in there, and develop that player, and possibly your replacement for Ben Jones. But if not, maybe if it's strictly a guard, that could still be worthwhile too. I'd be careful to. I'm not saying Aaron Brewer is definitely going to work out and be a really good starter in the NFL. I will say that I'm not convinced he won't be. I think he has put some good stuff out there on the field.
I'm interested to see what today looks like in terms of some of the big contracts that are handed out as well. Obviously, the Jags and the Chargers have been busy. The Jags, they signed Christian Kirk to a 4-year, $72 million contract, max value of $84 million, $37 million fully guaranteed. Jack signed Evan Ingram yesterday to a 1-year deal. Zay Jones, which good for him, 3 years, $24 million. Former receiver of the Raiders, now with the Jags as well. And Brandon Scherff signing a 3-year, $49.5 million deal that includes $30 million fully guaranteed at the offensive guard position as well in the first 2 years. So the Jags have been busy on the offensive side of the ball in free agency. Some of these contracts are a little bit head-scratching. It was funny to watch A.J. Brown on Twitter yesterday and some of the gifts he was throwing out there of Christian Kirk signing his contract. Yesterday was a good day to be A.J. Brown, because if Christian Kirk's making that much money, A.J. Brown is going to blow the bank open whenever the Titans come to his next deal.
Yes. In fact, I know we're going to have Emily at 9. I think she's the one who pointed that out, like, check for me anyway. Gift, like, hey, interesting. Okay. I mean, seriously, if Christian Kirk makes that money, woo. Again, he's a good player. He's a good player. Those Aggies receivers, a lot of them running around. But yeah. What's the number for AJ Brown?
Yeah, that's going to be really fascinating to see. And then the Chargers, Mike Williams, 3 years, $60 million. Former Titan Austin Johnson signing as well. They traded for Khalil Mack, and they signed J.C. Jackson yesterday as well. 5 years, $82.5 million. So the Chargers getting it done out there on the offseason champs board.
The Chargers are basically like in college football, like they're Texas A&M, like, whoa, look at that class. And obviously we haven't seen the draft, but I got to say, they are totally set up to be a disappointment next year, but on paper, boy, are they intriguing now. I mean, Chargers fans, yeah. This is a totally separate season of the NFL, right? And Chargers fans have got to be like making trophies at their local trophy shops for this, right?
So if you had to pick right now, I'm going to put you on the spot right now. AFC West, Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, Raiders. What is your finishing order in that division right now?
I think I might actually go Chargers first. Last year I was enamored with the NFC Los Angeles team. I ended up being right.
You were.
I may be wrong on this one. It's honestly though, it's really close. I just don't know. Like, what does Russell Wilson look like in Denver? It could be amazing.
Yeah.
And then also I've seen the last couple of years, I see signs of someone who is, I know he's not old, but he's getting up there, but he's been hurt so much, you know? It's just hard to know. It could be dynamite, and it could be pretty underwhelming. I would have to put them third, though. I mean, to me, just because of the unknown there. And I think it's a playoff-quality team, but I think it's Chargers and Chiefs battling it out. And, Mac and Bosa coming after Mahomes, if they're at peak –
yeah,
you know, performance. Oh man, I'm pretty excited to watch some Chargers football and to see how Brandon Staley messes it up. And maybe that's why I should have picked the Chiefs.
I will say, like, I was not as high on the Chargers bandwagon as most people were last year. With the moves that they're making right now, like Justin Herbert's incredible. With the moves they're making right now, it's going to be pretty difficult for me to keep them off the playoff list again next year. So we'll see what happens on that front. Mitch Trubisky. Signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers, 2-year deal worth up to $27 million with incentives. Do you think Mitch Trubisky is the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2022?
Well, I mean, there's a good chance of it. Even if they draft someone, investing in Trubisky to me means you're not putting all your eggs in the rookie basket. And I've got to think Trubisky is the best quarterback currently on the Steelers roster, which again is not saying a ton. It's like winning the toilet bowl trophy in the Gus Macker tournament. But I think he'd probably be the choice now. And I don't see, even if there is someone that they're enamored with and they like, okay, they got their guy in this draft, they're going to go get that guy. Is he starting from day one? Probably not. So Mitch time in Pittsburgh.
Well, we know, like, if the Steelers are worried about Kenny Pickett and his small hands, like, we know that he can throw the ball at Heinz Field. We've seen him do it. So that part they should feel really good about.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, that could be quite a battle, though. Baby hands versus Trubisky, you know.
See you later, Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah, I mean, Mason, you know. I mean, if you're a Steelers fan, like Michelle said, that Junie, our coworker Junie is distraught. I mean, it's still like you're better now. I mean, like that deal is not like we are investing in Mitch Trubisky as our future. I mean, that's a deal for a guy who is a fringe starter / good backup in the NFL.
Andrew on the text line says, "Am I dumb for not thinking Russell Wilson is elite? I see him as good, but absolutely not elite. Too many of those Seahawks offenses were dreadful, even with good weapons." This is coming from Andrew on the text line.
He's pretty good. You know, I mean, he's pretty good. Elite, like absolute top tiny little group of quarterbacks. I guess I'd maybe put him just outside of it. Depends on how big you want to make the group. But Russell Wilson is what? Number what right now? Where does he rank in the NFL quarterbacks? 5-6?
Yeah, around there probably.
That's, you know, like, that's still pretty good. But to your point, I mean, I would agree, like, I just don't know what it's going to look like exactly. I could see it starting to go the wrong way. I could see him being in a new place and just being dynamite. I mean, he still can be pretty mesmerizing at times.
And he slides down the rankings with the Pharaoh coming back. There's no question about that.
Well, that's true, of course. No argument here.
When we come back in
nothing bad to say about him.
For Preds Pick to Click here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. The Preds taking on the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight at Bridgestone Arena. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. The first caller will get a chance to guess a goal scorer for the Predators tonight. If you get it right, you'll win a pair of tickets to a future Nashville Predators home game. We'll get to that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025, The Game. And it is that time of the day, time for Preds Pick to Click here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. The Nashville Predators in action tonight at Bridgestone Arena, hosting the Pittsburgh Penguins. Rematch of the 2017 Stanley Cup Final. Puck drop at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6 o'clock tonight here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. The standings in Preds Pick to Click are as follows. The listeners still in first place with 15 correct answers. Joe Rexrode on the board last time out, moving up just two spots behind now in 13 correct answers. Robbie Stanley with 10. Michelle Knezovic now applying some serious back pressure to me. 8, just two behind myself at the moment. So the listeners in first place with 15. Joe in second with 13. Robbie with 10. Michelle now with 8. It's heating up here on Preds Pick to Click. With that in mind, let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Kenny from Spring Hill. Kenny, thanks for calling in to Robbie and Rex Road. Who is your pick to click tonight for the Nashville Predators?
I got to go with the hot hand, Matt Duchene.
Kenny, I think that's a pretty good pick. Kenny, we appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Matt Duchene, the selection by Kenny from Spring Hill. He is on a heater right now, as they say. Michelle Knezovic. Duchene is off the board. Your pick to click tonight for the Nashville Predators.
Let me see. Philip Forsberg.
Sure, there's lots of thought required on that. So Duchene and Forsberg
a lot.
Are off the board. I don't know. This is an interesting one. I mean, Yossi's hot as can be right now. But I don't know if I'm going to pick him to score a goal tonight. So I will go with, you know what? I'm taking a leap of faith. Eli Tolvanen. Give me Tolvanen tonight. I think he gets one to go. It's probably a really bad pick, but I'm doing it anyway. Duchene, Forsberg, and Tolvanen off the board. Joe Rexrode, your pick to click tonight for the Nashville Predators.
How come I always go last?
You were first last time.
Joe, you lit. And you got to pick before the listener. Can we?
Yeah, you were like literally first last time. Before the listener, before everyone.
Right. But usually, though.
Selective memory, Joe.
Yes. At least I have some left. Let's see. I'm kind of on the same train with Yossi. Like after the last game, I mean, you know, he is a defenseman. Like, come on, man, he can't pick him to pick a goal every get a goal every game, right?
Wouldn't think so.
But then again, I'll go Tanner Jeannot.
Tanner Jeannot, I like it. That's who I was battling between, and I immediately regret it. But that's fine. So Duchene, Forsberg, Tolvanen, and Jeannot, the selections. No Ryan Johansson. Thought there's a chance that Michelle might go back to Old Faithful there, but I guess when Philip Forsberg's on the board, you can't do that.
Well, yeah, he was going to be my third option, but I mean, come on. I had to pick Forsberg, right?
Well, eventually one of those two aren't going to like not score in a game, right? Between Duchene and Forsberg, you'd think?
No.
I mean, Forsberg had like two games without a goal, and it was like, oh, is Forsberg in a drought? No.
No, he's not. It's a big one tonight for the Nashville Predators. Look, I mean, they're all going to be big coming down the stretch here. You know, we keep talking about the elite teams in the league, and, you know, Florida and Tampa and Carolina, Colorado, all these different names come to mind. Pittsburgh is 36-15-9. They've got 81 points. They are fourth right now in the Western Conference, or excuse me, the Eastern Conference in terms of points. They would be second in the West right now behind Colorado. Somehow, some way, they continue to always be right there with Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin and his company. Everybody talks about how they're getting old. They're doing just fine so far this year.
Yeah, I mean, if those are your old guys, then, you know, that's where it's okay to be old. I mean, they have been, like, to me, they're like a forgotten team kind of in this league, aren't they? Yeah. A little bit.
Which I know some people are going to laugh at, but I agree with you. Like, no one's talking about Pittsburgh this year.
Yeah. Like, I don't feel like people really view them as a threat. But they're still really, really good. And I still feel like, you know, that's the thing too. It's it kind of brings to mind like when the Preds play the Ducks, and it's like, oh man, it used to be so great. The good old days when these teams hated each other so much. And you think about like that. Think about like the Penguins Preds game the year after the Stanley Cup final.
Oh yeah.
Was that like Turris's second game
debut,
or something?
It was his debut.
Yeah. And it's like, oh my God, what a pickup. This is gonna be amazing. But it was like game was just insane. It's still, I feel like, you know, there's a little bit of extra juice, right, for the fan base.
Oh yeah.
For matchup. Yeah.
I mean, Sidney Crosby's gonna get booed tonight. Mercilessly. There's no question about it. Now, you know, here he is, 34 years old, 58 points, 48 games, 20 goals, 38 assists. He was hurt to start the year, and he looks every bit like Sidney Crosby this year. So I'm interested to see, like, how do the Predators match up against him? Is it you going head-to-head with Johansson's line against him, or you going Mikael Granlund tonight? You going her line? I'm really interested to see what John Hines throws out there tonight against Crosby's line.
Yeah, that'll be really interesting. You know, and it's the continued, the continued search for the Preds for, like, we just went through pick to click. And, well, actually, you did go depth score. So
I did.
Good for you. Maybe you are forecasting what needs to happen for this team. You know, find someone else. I mean, look, if those guys, if your top guys continue to be just absolutely at a breakneck pace, then it helps hide the fact that you need that. But you need that. You need that moving forward. You need to get some other people going, and maybe you need to add a forward in a few days to help that along. Speaking of which, so Colorado's hot after Giroux. Is that right?
They are apparently the word on the street? In the Giroux sweepstakes. They added Josh Manson yesterday on their back end. So Josh Manson coming over from the Ducks to the Colorado Avalanche. I mean, that kind of signals to me where the Ducks are right now. They're saying, all right, I think the white flag is being waved by Anaheim at this point. But, yeah, they added Josh Manson and, you know, Claude Giroux. He's closing in on game number 1,000, which I believe, actually, I think that may come against the Predators later this week. He's at 999 right now. So I'm trying to figure out when Philadelphia plays again, and I can have that for you here in just a few minutes. But regardless, like, Claude Giroux has spent his entire career with Philadelphia, and their next game is against the Predators. So game number 1,000 for Claude Giroux will come against Nashville. That will probably be when the trade talks start to get pretty serious with Claude Giroux. I mean, obviously, you run out of time. You're less than a week away now. But once game number 1,000 rolls around, kind of the expectation is he's going to get that out of the way, play 1,000 games with the Flyers, and then it'll be kind of open season for Claude Giroux after that.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, think about him on the Avs, you know?
Yeah.
It sounds pretty ridiculous. And for the record, you know, like the Preds, I mean, because you know the question's coming from someone, but I would not expect the Preds to be in any kind of a battle for someone like that.
No, I wouldn't think so.
And they already may have a rental.
Well, and Claude Giroux, he's got to approve where he goes to, so. You know, I think he's going to want to go to, if I had to guess, one of the Colorados or the Tampas or the Floridas or Carolinas of the world. You know, one of the elite teams. Like, that's probably where he's going to want to go to. So we'll see what happens on that front. Danny texting in says, put the Herd line on the Malkin line. He's a hot-headed guy who you can draw some penalties against. Evgeny Malkin has been known to do some stupid stuff out there. So maybe you do go Herd line against Malkin's line.
Well, I think some, you know, put the Herd line against just about anybody for a few shifts and, you know, knock them around.
Just get after them a little bit out there. Interesting to see what the matchup's going to look like tonight. When we come back, we'll be joined by Emily Proud from News 2. We'll get her thoughts on Titans free agency, big weekend coming up in the NCAA tournament as well. Everything on the table with Emily Proud coming up on the other side. Make sure you take a shot on college hoops this March with a risk-free bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. All customers get a risk-free bet on the bracket. Just sign into the FanDuel Sportsbook app to claim yours today. If you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code ROB to get in on the action as well. Then you can bet on that underdog you've had your eye on or go with the favorite. Either way, it's risk-free. Tennessee in action coming up on Thursday against Longwood. Really like them in that game. Maybe you like Murray State to take down Kentucky in the second round. Maybe that's something you could throw out there as well, as Michelle Knezvik gives me the evil eye. Either way, with cash out, the ball's in your court. You can close out your bet whenever you want before the game is over. There's no better place to bet the tournament than on FanDuel Sportsbook. Join now with promo code ROB, or if you already have an account, sign in to the FanDuel Sportsbook app to claim your risk-free bet today. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund of $5. Offer is non-transferable. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.